Midnight Callers right there with 41 Miles to Roscoe. Hey, this is Gunner, and you're listening to Steel City Music every Friday from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m. on The Hawk. In this hour of music, it's going to be a power pop set of music. Some stuff you may have heard that I've spun in the past. Some of the artists, anyway. I do know that I've spun the Smithereens and Sloan and the Bangles. And Matthew Sweet, but some of these other artists you may not have heard in the power pop vein. And I was doing the old listening to music, falling down the music rabbit hole again, and I came across some of these artists and I went, oh, okay. Some I remember from years ago, like Phil Seymour, that sort of thing, on doing some readings in the early 80s, that sort of stuff. But other artists I just had like, whoa, like who the heck are the Dolly Rats? And that sort of thing, and Minus Five, and Doug Feiger, that sort of thing. So I was pretty stoked about all of it, right? And also the Anderson Council, another cool band as well. So in this first set of music, I'll tell you in a sec, one second, sorry. Give us a follow on Steel City Music on Facebook and on the page, and also on Twitter. If you could, that'd be awesome. And I'll tell you about the music now. I'm all over the place today, folks. I'm all over the place today. So you're going to hear After Your Legs from No Win. Also, My Collection from the Minus Five. Forever Together Tonight from Doug Feiger. Blown Away, new stuff by Matthew Sweet. Really cool. Better Than a Hit from Cotton Mather. And a group that I mentioned earlier, the Dolly Rots. Amazing. As soon as I heard them, I was just like, I'm hooked on this band. It's crazy. Here's their track Animal on Steel City Music.
Got my windows down, the pedal to the ground. 'Cause tonight, I'm going wild. Yeah.
Secret of love. You don't need a
after your legs with the track No Win right there. Hey, Gunner, Steel City Music here. In this next set of power pop music, some stuff that you've heard before. I mentioned earlier on, I remember listening to Phil Seymour long, long time ago. So I'm going to spin a track called Precious to Me back from 1981. I'm trying to figure out how I heard him the first time. Was it one of them things where I watched it on Toronto Rocks or New Music? Because now we're talking like 1981 sort of thing. Or was it from CFNY? Did CFNY even exist in 1981? I never know what time anymore because of this stupid pandemic. You're also going to hear some Summerdale as well in this set with the track Superstar. Pretty epic sounding. Smithereens, which I mentioned earlier, Shaken All Over, doing a cover. Sloan from 2018, I believe this track came out, called Spin Our Wheels. And, of course, Philip Seymour, I was going to spin that. And also, a band that I found when I was doing the whole power pop, falling down the music hole. I just kept clicking on one thing after another, and then it got referenced to another band. Oh God, I wish I could remember which one I clicked on that one. But they're called the Cloud Nothings. And I don't know what it was about this track that hit me right away. I'm not sure if it was the lyrics or how it started, but I went back and I clicked it a couple different times because when I'm putting on some shows, putting together some of these shows, I have like a list of bands that people want to hear or whatever and stuff that I've been listening to. So I try to get to everything as much as possible. And I thought, I know I bumped a couple tracks that I shouldn't have, but I bumped them out for this track. And I'm like, yeah, and I'll get those other ones next time. But anyway, I dug this track called Nothing Without You by the Cloud Nothings. So I hope you enjoyed it as well. Hope I made the right choice. I guess I'll find out later when someone sends me a message. That actually sucked, man. Sometimes I wish my mom wouldn't listen to the show, to be brutally honest. It's true. Okay, so let's get to that. Let's get to this next batch of power pop music for you. Oh, you know who I was supposed to play? The Gravelberries. God, I really blew it on this one, man. I'm sorry. God. I'll put them in next week. Here's Cloud Nothings with Nothing Without You on Steel City Music. We'll be right back.
Steel City Music. Over time, Jerry was able to climb over the chicken wire and make his way back to the top, in part by playing gigs on the bill with some of his best friends and biggest rivals, like Chuck Berry.
There were two really good showmen. Chuck Berry was a good showman, too. But Chuck Berry had a big ego. Jerry had ego. And the promoter worked it out to where one would close the show. The next night, the other one would close the show. Well, Jerry obviously didn't want Chuck Berry to be able to follow Jerry Lee Lewis.
So they argued back and forth, and Jerry goes, "Okay, killer, you know, you can close the show."
So Jerry, he goes out there and does, of course, a great show.
It was right after he did Great Balls of Fire, he pulled a can of lighter fluid out of his pocket and squirted it inside the piano and threw a match in there and caught the damn piano on fire. Walks off stage and says, "Follow that." You know,
it's hard to follow a burning piano.
Not too long after that, the killer's dad, Elmo Lewis, apparently inserted himself into the rivalry.
Elmo was a kind of outlaw. He had been in prison, what have you.
Elmo thought that Chuck was degrading Jerry and said, I'll throw you in the blue hole, which is some kind of Louisiana swamp name or something. I don't know what. Had a Barlow knife, and Chuck took off running.
And he was getting ready to go up there and cut Chuck Berry. There was no doubt about it. Jerry stopped him. "Don't cut him, Daddy. Don't cut him."
And then everything settled down. Nobody saw anybody. But the next morning, come downstairs, Chuck and Elmo were sitting there having breakfast together, like nothing had happened.
While Chuck escaped unharmed, the apple didn't fall too far from the tree in the Lewis family when it came to issuing threats of violence.
Butch Owens, you know, he was playing bass for us at that time. He was mad at Butch, and he kept telling Butch he was going to kill him.
Butch walks in ahead of me, and Butch said, "Jerry, if you don't mind, we come to get our money, our back pay." And Jerry Leach said, "Well, I got you boys money." When he pulled that pistol out, I immediately exited. I knew he was fixing to shoot, and I didn't want to be in the line of fire. Immediately, I hear bam.
bullet fragments went through him and right out his back. But what was bad is Jerry just put in new white carpet. He didn't like it because he was bleeding on the carpet. So they drug Butch outside and put him on the sidewalk.
They were able to get him in a helicopter and get him to the hospital and save him. What a blessing that was. But you know, Jerry fired him. And I said, well, should we fire him? I mean, I know it was an accident, but you did shoot him. And he said, well, I've got a tour coming up and I have to have a bass player and he can't play. John Lennon is standing there. He didn't say a word. He walked in that dressing room and he knelt down right beside Jerry and he kissed the bottom of his shoe.
He didn't like the Beatles. He said, every time I turn on the radio, it's a Beatle here and a Beatle there. I don't like them haircuts.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
All right, finishing off this hour of music on Steel City Music, three artists. The Anderson Council, which I was just blown away with when I heard this track, called Worlds Collide. Just sounds fantastic. And also Velvet Crush, which was a band, for some strange reason, in my brain, from time to time, I forget that they ever existed. I don't know what it is, but whenever I hear them, I go, oh, okay, I remember that song. And then I forget. And then I hear another track by them, like, oh, wait. Oh, is that same? Yeah, okay, yeah. Do you do that, by the way? Like, when you're listening to music, like, sometimes you're like, you'll just, like, you know it. Or you've heard it before, and you're like, and then all of a sudden you hear it again after so many years, like, going, is this new? Is it, like, have I heard this before? I do that from time to time. But that's just because I think I'm going insane. The track Hold Me Up from Velvet Crush, in part of this Power Pop set to close out the hour. And taking us in, a cover, which a lot of people, I remember when this came out, went, wow, this is amazing. I can't believe this band did this track. And when I first heard it, I went, oh, this is amazing. The Bangles are amazing. And it's called Hazy Shade of Winter. And it turned out to be a Simon and Garfunkel track. And I, as a kid, I just didn't put two and two together. The Bangles, of course, had so much of their own music that was really popular on radio back in the early part of the 80s, that sort of thing. But they did do other people's music, that sort of thing. So I know they covered this one, which was a really big hit for them. Manic Monday, which was a song that I couldn't get enough of when it came out. And then later found out that it was written by Prince, right? Like, Prince is a monster songwriter back in the day. You know, he wrote a lot of hits for people. So taking us into the end of this hour, some Worlds Collide, Velvet Crush, but the Bangles covering Hazy Shade of Winter on Steel City Music.
Time of my life. This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
You're listening to a Steel City Music Retro Hour.